This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You remember how last year when the FAA was laying down its rules for drones, it said no thanks to commercial drones flying over populated areas doing things like, I don't know, delivering packages from Amazon or Google? Well, now comes word the agency is putting together a task force to look at letting that happen after all, commercial drones in the skies overhead. Marketplace's Andy Euler explains what that might be like.
Are there going to be pilotless airplanes whizzing through the air, landing in parking lots and backyards to drop off packages soon? You know, like in the Jetsons. Ella Atkins says, probably not at first. It's not possible now because of range. She teaches engineering at the University of Michigan.
If you have a warehouse that's several miles from where you need to deliver the package, can it actually get there?
Most big warehouses are in rural areas. Today, drones can fly about 10 miles. But technology aside, regulation will also limit them. Logan Ilanimi teaches mechanical engineering at the University of Nevada, Reno. He thinks that's probably a good thing.
As of right now, there's almost no accountability. You know, if a drone comes crashing through my window right now, I have no way of tracking down who it is, anything like that.
The government says it's not only about safety, but also privacy. Roger Sullenberger works at 3DR, a big drone maker. He says drones bring up just one of several privacy concerns we have. Cell phones, social media, email, but
drones right now, you know, they look so alien and strange and intimidating, and they've got this camera eye on them that it's a visceral reaction.
So what's the timeline? FAA says developing and validating a regulatory scheme is going to take time because people want to do different things with drones. Google and Amazon say they'll have drone delivery in a couple of years. Logan Ilanimi says 5 is more likely, but the companies are itching to phase out humans because of cost.
Absolutely. Drones tend to be a lot cheaper. They don't require food or health insurance.
I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.